Here with me in this interview, I have Frank Dooley with Purdue University. And Frank, we're talking about infrastructure here this morning. When it comes to this bioeconomy, what are some of the thoughts that you had to share with this group?
I guess the first thing I had to share was is that we're going to see a big increase in grain production, especially corn across the U.S., and with that comes a big demand for more transportation. The way to look at it, or the thing that we need to get concerned about, is with corn in particular, most of that increase in corn, and I'm seeing a number about 1.8 billion bushels, is going to move by truck because we're consuming the corn in local markets. So if I'm, let's say, a local government, county, you know, official, state highway department people, I start to worry about that because the rural roads, generally speaking, aren't maintained at the same levels as an interstate, okay? There's a lot of concern across the U.S. about rail capacity in general to move all commodities. And then the way I'm looking at it, there will be an increase in rail transportation, but it's not going to be, you know, roughly speaking, over the next 3 years, about a 10% increase. So the biofuels industry, the rail industry, is probably posed to handle it pretty well.
Well, you made a comment about the roads there, and having been involved with a project with the Interstate Highway System, the organization that kind of oversees that, they're not necessarily always in the best of shape either, from what I understand.
Right.
So, yeah, that does sound like it presents some real challenges. When you look at that, any thoughts in terms of what needs to be done in order to obviously investment in maintaining them, for example?
Well, I can give you one example. I've been working in Indiana with the state Department of Transportation, and we've done a very detailed analysis of where all the plants are going on how local traffic flows are changing. And ballpark, you're talking about 110 trucks for 100 million gallon plants coming in per day. You're talking about, and I'll put it all in truck, about 35 trucks leaving with DDG and about another 35 trucks with ethanol. Some of these small communities, all, you know, they love the fact that they got rural economic development. And one county commissioner, this is what he said to me: we just got to look at this. This is part of the cost of economic development, and we're going to have to figure it out. We're going to have to get funding in place, but they're going to have to upgrade the road systems they have because it is a lot of traffic.
Well, we heard from our rural development secretary this morning, and he talked about rural policy. And one of those issues is, as we have been seeing growth, is infrastructure needs and how our community is going to address that. So I'm not sure just how they are, but it's certainly something open for discussion right now, obviously.
Well, I think it's something that you're going to find the funding structures vary by state with the local roads. In some states, it's much more a county-level decision on where the funds are going to come. Other states, it's more like the funds are doled out across the state. And it's just something the states have to figure out. But they're probably going to struggle with in the short run, because if you got a state with a lot of plants, let's say Iowa and Nebraska, a lot of people want that money right now.
Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.